So Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, Chapter 4, and we're hearing about the glories of the Vaishnavas and the glories of their arguing and fighting. This is the pastime of Lord Gauranga when the Vaishnavas are quarreling. This is text 388 in Anti Leela 4, so we heard a lot of discussion about that. So we're continuing with that. Abheda Jristite Krishna Vaishnava Bhajiya Jay Krishna Charana Seve Se Jaya Tariya. Anyone who thinks that Krishna and the Vaishnavas are different while serving, if anyone remembers that Krishna and Vaishnavas are non-different, then while he's serving Krishna, he'll be delivered. Tariya, Tarana, delivered from this material world. Jai Gai Jai Shune A Sakala Punya Kata Vaishnava Parada Tara Na Janme Sarvata. One who chants or hears these auspicious topics never commits offenses to the Vaishnavas. We heard that yesterday. Now we're supposed to discuss the... We're supposed to discuss Madhavendra Puri. This is the Avirbhav Tithi Utsav of Madhavendra Puri that was celebrated in Advaitacharya's house. Why was this function celebrated in Advaitacharya's house? Madhavendra Puri Pad is a spiritual master of Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu Ki Jai. So Madhava Puriya Aradhana Punya Titi Daiva Joge Upasana Haila Asi Tatai. By divine arrangement, the Mangala Titi, the auspicious day of the appearance of Madhavendra Puri, came. Madhavendra Advaite Jadyapi Medanai Tadapi Tahana Shishya Acharya Gosai. Although there is no difference between Madhavendra Puri Pad and Advaita Gosai, Advaita was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. This was a pastime enacted by Sri Advaita Prabhu to accept a guru according to the principle of the Veda. Madhavendra Puri Ra Dehe Sri Gora Sundar Satya, 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 vihara, ye, narantar. It is an established fact that Sri Gaurasundar constantly resided in the body of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Very interesting idea. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu residing in the body of Madhavendra Puri means that the Radha Bhav, the Radha Bhav of Lord Gauranga, the Bhav and Kanti, the Bhav inside, because outside is the Kanti, so it doesn't say outside, but inside, resided in the body, Dehi, of Madhavendra Puri. So that Radha Bhav, so therefore Madhavendra Puri, because of that presence of Lord Gauranga in his heart, he was able to manifest this Radha Bhav, this Viraha Bhav of Radharani, pining for Krishna and separation after Krishna went to Mathura. Aidina Dyardanate Kadava Maturnat Kadava Lokyase Ridiam Avalokam Kataram Dayata Brahmyati Kim Karomyam. Dayata Brahmyati Kim Karomyam. Oh, my beloved Aidina Dyartanath, you're my master, but now I can't see you. You've gone to Mathura and become the master of Mathura and the Mathura Vasis and the Puri Vasis and the ladies, the cultured ladies of Mathura. And as such, Ridiam Avalokam Kataram, my heart is Kataram, Ridiam Avalokam Kataram. Ridiam, without seeing you, my heart is breaking. Kataram, it's just breaking in pieces. Daita, oh my beloved, I'm totally bewildered. Brahmyati, I'm totally beside myself and bewildered. I don't know what to do. Kim karomyaham, what can I do? Where can I find relief? Where can I go? What can I do? How can I find solace in your separation? Hey Shyam, hey Shyam. So this bhav, this Radha bhav, this separation was manifest in the heart of Madhavendra Puri, and he was chanting this shloka repeatedly when leaving his body. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, I believe. Madhavendra Puri's swarup is not clearly understood. I have not seen it revealed anywhere. But obviously he must be some type of associate or servant of Radharani. To preach the glories of the Supreme Lord in this world, Sri Gaura Sundara appeared within Madhavendra Puri and preached Shuddha Bhakti. Madhavendra Puri was invested with the full potency of the Supreme Lord. His incomparable service attitude is beyond a description of human language. Now that's something to be glorified for. 500 years, 600 years later, we're hearing the qualities of this great Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta of Gauranga, Premi Bhakta of Radha, that his service attitude was incomparable and indescribable. An indescribably incomparable attitude of service. Sevamukhe jivado swayameva sparatyada. Is that a Takshri Krishna Namadi? Navavedgraham Indriya. Sevamukhe jivado. Swayameva, so spurti. Gauranga spurti, Radha spurti, swayam. The personal form of Radha was manifesting in his heart because of sevamukhe jivado. Because he was absorbed, his form, his face, his attitude, his words, his deeds, his activities were all absorbed in the pure devotional service of the Lord. The glories of Madhavendra Puri's pure devotional service are glorified by Krishna's Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter, maybe 15 or so. What chapter is that? Glories of Madhavendra Puri's pure devotional service, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think actually Lord Chaitanya is speaking the glories. He's narrating to the other devotees at Ramona. In Ramona, at the temple of Kirchor Gopinath in Orissa, they're on Yatra and they stopped there. And then from his own mouth, Gauranga glorified his predecessor, Madhavendra Puri. Chapter 4. Madhavendra Puri, chapter 4, Madhya Lila. So he had indescribable, incomparable service attitude. We can pray to Madhavendra Puri at this particular time and say, I have a really lousy service attitude. I don't have any service attitude. I don't actually want to serve anybody. Tell you the truth. Somehow or other they say I'm supposed to do that, serve somebody, and it's good for me, but I want everyone to serve me. Beginning with me. I want me to serve me and everybody else to serve me. What says Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas? That's hogwash. That's some kind of irrelevant mythological statements from ancient ridiculous scriptures that have no application to modern man. They're not technological, they're not computer age oriented. It's some ancient hieroglyphic philosophy from the cave walls of the cave dwellers of the Harappa Valley of India, that every jiva is an eternal servant of God. What is this? I am the master. I am the Lord. Ishwaraham aham bhogi siraham balavan sukhi. Ishwaraham. I am the Ishwara. Aham bhogi. I am the enjoyer. Siraham. I am perfect. Siddham. Balavan. Balavan. See, look. Suki. I am so happy. I am at the top of the world. Top of the pups. Top of the world. This is Asura Sambhav. Asura Sambhav. Krishna's telling in Gita, chapter 16. Service is not my business. I came here to enjoy. So watch out. I'm wild and loose. But we can pray to Madhava Indrapuri that some few drops of this attitude, at least start with the attitude. I'm feeling like I'm developing an attitude and a feeling like maybe I should serve somebody. It might be a good idea. Somehow it's dawning on my little my puny devotional brain that I should serve someone besides my tongue and my mind and senses. Is there anybody around here that's fit for my service? Let me see. Oh, gee, I can't find anybody. I can't find anybody that's qualified to be the lucky recipient of my service. So I'm going to keep it all for myself. I've surveyed the field, and I haven't found any quote-unquote master that is qualified to receive my exalted service. So therefore, let me serve myself and go to hell with all the other foolish masters. But we can pray, O Madhavendra Puripad, please bless me with a drop of this, of your incomparable, indescribable service attitude. Attitude is a mentality, a heart's feeling, a sensation, a vibration, a motivation, a desire, a thought, thinking, feeling, willing. Willing is action is at the end, karya. Chaste karya. So it begins with some conception, some idea that, yeah, I'm a servant, I'm God's servant, I should serve. And with devotion, with feelings and love. So many wonderful glories of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri Akatya Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Prasade Sarva Kala Purna Shakti. Madhavendra Puri's bhakti to Vishnu is indescribable. Akatya. By Krishna's mercy, Madhavendra Puri was always fully empowered. Sarvakal Purna Shakti, Krishna Prasad. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Nahi Tahi. Krishna Shakti Nahi Tara Pravartan Nahi. If you don't have, without the mercy of Krishna, the empowerment of Krishna, one cannot spread Krishna consciousness. Kali Kalera, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti, was it? Krishna Shakti? Vina? Nahi. Was it? Krishna? Yeah, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Pravartan. Pravartan, to establish the path, the vartan, vartman, to establish the path of bhakti and pure devotional service, one must be empowered by the Lord, Krishna Shakti. And the more surrendered one is, and the more dedicated one is, the more one is empowered. So he was receiving the prasad all the time, sarvakal. And he had Purna Shakti, complete empowerment. Jai Mate Advaita Shishya Hailena Tana Chitta Diya Shuna Se Mangala Akyana. Now hear attentively the auspicious narration of how Advaita became the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Jai Samaya Na Achila Chaitanya Avatar Vishnu Bhakti Shunya Sabha Achila Samsar Takaneyo Madhavendra Chaitanya Kripai Prema Sukha Sindhu Maje Basena Sadai Niravadi Dehe Roma Harsha Ashrukampa Hungara Garjana Mahasya Stamba Garma. Before the advent of Lord Chaitanya, the entire world was devoid of Krishna Bhakti. Yet by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even at that time, when the world was devoid of Krishna Bhakti, there was one exception. Madhavendrapuri was floating in an ocean of ecstatic love. He was in the world, but he was not of the world. Prima Sukha Sindhu Maji Basena Sadai. Niravadi Dehi Roma Harsha Shrukampa. Madhavendra's body was always decorated, his hair standing on end, tears shivering, roaring, thundering, laughing, stunned and perspiring profusely. Niravadi Govindera, Jana Nahi Bhai, Apane O Na Janina, Ki Karina Karye. Vate Chali Jaiteo Apana Apani, Nachena Paramarange Kari Hari Dwani. Kakkano vahina se ananda murchahai, duitina prahariyo dehi bhaya nai. Madhavendra Puripad was always absorbed in Govinda Dhyan, meditation on Govinda. He did not know what he was doing. Walking on the road, he would dance in ecstasy and chant the name of Hari, Natchena Parama Ranga, in the greatest ecstasy. Ranga, Parama, he would dance. Sometimes he would lose consciousness, Ananda Murcha, in ecstasy for 6 or 9 hours. Kakano va virahe, che karina rodhan, gangadara vahiyena adbhuta katan, kakana hasena ati atta attahas, parananda rasekshane hayadigavas. Absorbed in the feelings of separation, Madhavendra would shed tears like streams of the Ganga. Such topics are certainly wonderful. Adbhuta katha. Sometimes he would laugh loudly. In the mellows of ecstatic love, he would forget to dress himself. Digambara, digvas, paranandaras, paranandaras, Haya Dig Vas. Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kalola Magno Mohur. Tyaktva Turna Mashesha Mandala Pati Shrenim Sada Tuchavat. You can give up everything if you're relishing Gopi Bhav. So he was relishing Parananda Rase, so he gave up everything, including his clothes. Tyaktva Turna Mashesha Mandala Pati. He gave up all clothes, all finery, all silks, all fine garments of the ministers and secretaries of the king, and they simply wore kopin, kopin and kanta. Taktva turnamashesh mandali, shrenim sadatu javat. Bhutva dina ganesha karunia, kopina kanta shrit. Kopina kanta shrito ashrita. They took shelter, they covered themselves with a kopin and a kanta. Kanta means you get a piece of wool here and there, old ripped up crummy blankets, and you sew them in this, cut them into squares, and you sew them all together. That's a kanta. It's called patchwork quilt in English. Some bunch of blankets put together. Megho, megho, ho, ho. E mata Krishna suke Madhavendra suki, save bhakti shunya loka deki bhara duki. Madhavendra Puri enjoyed the happiness of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Sukhe. But he was unhappy to see the world was devoid of bhakti. Tarahita chintate bhavena niti niti, Krishna prakat hayena etanra mati. Every day he would think about the welfare of the people. His desire was that Krishna would come to this world, Krishna prakat. Krishna Jatra Ahoratri, Krishna Sankirtan, Ihara Udeshanahi Janekon Jan. No one knew anything about the festivals related to Krishna or the all night chanting of Krishna's names and glories. Krishna Jatra Ahoratri, Ahoratri means day and night, all night. Ahoratri, Krishna Sankirtan, Upadesh Nahi Janikonjan. No one knew anything about all night Sankirtan, known anything about festivals of Krishna 600 years ago. Everyone was infected with smarta, by smarta Brahmins were running India everywhere. Krishna Bhakti was sleeping, dormant. Madhavendra Puri was a yati. Yati Pur, Govardhan is named after him. Yati means he's a sannyasi, renunciate. He had no facility to mass sankirtan or to spread the word. He was simply lamenting and praying and doing his bhajan. He was a bhajananandi. Dharma karma lokasabha e matra jane mangala chandira gite kare jagarane. The only jagarans people would do were for Durga, Durga jagarans. What is the most popular festival even today in India? Navaratri. 2 times a year, I think it comes. So this huge festival, Navaratri, worshipping Durga, Chandi, Mangala Chandi. The only Dharma, Karma, Loka, Sabha, E, Matra, Jani, the only religious principle and pious activity that people knew was to sing the glories of Mangala Chandi throughout the night. Mangala Chandi Gita Jagaran. Durga Jagaran. Krishna Jagaran, Naecha, Naecha. Krishna Kirtan, Naecha. Harivasara Jagaran, Koi Echa Nei. Koi Admi Echa Nei. No interest. Devata Janina Sabe Shasti Vishahari Tahare Sevana Sabe Mahadambakari. The only deities that people knew about were Shasti and Vishahari, the goddess of snakes. They worshipped these deities with great pride. Shasti, she's a deity of this day number 6. That's something to do with children or something. Shasti Puja, it's for children. Vishadaris for snake bites or something. Dhanavamsha Bhaduka Kariya Kamyaman Madhya Mamse Dhanava Pujaye Konajan. Some people worship the demons with wine and meat. Madhya, Madhira. Madhya, Madhira means wine. Mamsh. Dhanava means the demons. For the purpose of increasing their wealth and family. Dhanavamsha. Dan Vamsha Bhaduka Karya Kamya Man. Everyone is lusty and desirous to increase their family and their wealth. Same as today. Let's go to Vaishnav Devi. Vaishnav Devi? Vaishnav Devi and pray for our family to expand and our wealth to increase more, more, more. Jogi Pala Bogi Pala. Mahipalara Gita Ihashuni Bade Sarvaloka Anandita. Everyone was happy to hear about the glories of the yogis and bogies and rulers of the world. Sounds like now. Big time. All the newspapers and magazines and news shows and television broadcasts are all about the glories of the bogies. Bogi Mahima. The Yogi Pala and the Bogi Pala and the Mahi Pala. The sense enjoyers and the yogis. Oh, this yogi can do this magic and that magic. Oh, big time news. He can take dust and turn it into gold. Oh, that's big news. Ati Bhara Sukriti Ye Snanera Samai Govinda Pundrikaksha Nama Ucharai. Only a few of the most pious persons in the world would recite the names of Pundarik Aksha and Govinda only when they were taking a bath. Actually, there are some Vedic injunctions which everyone is completely ignorant of, especially nowadays. But it's enjoined that when one bathes, he should chant the names of the Lord. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hari Nam Hari Nam Hari Nam Eva Kevalam Kalo Vanaste 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 Vagatti Aranyata. So when we bathe, we should not say, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Those people in the West, they have hot water. Say, maybe in India too, some places. We don't here. But usually people would bathe in the river, and the river, and it's some river or lakes or whatever, and the water is usually quite refreshing. And people, if you bathe in Yamuna regularly in the old days, back in the 80s and mid-80s when we were at Radha-Damodar, late 80s or whatever, we would bathe in Yamuna Devi, and all the sadhus and people around us, they're all singing and saying, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, 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 Haribol, 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 and bathing. And so it's very blissful, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning in the Yamuna, bathing with all the devotees, and everyone's chanting their own personal mantras, Radhe, 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 Jai, Radharaman, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, 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 Govinda. This is the way. So this is the only time that people would ever recite Vishnu Nam when they took a bath. Karewa Vaishnava Bali Kiba Sankirtan Hinava Krishnera Nritya Kini Vakrandan Vishnu Maya Vashek Loka Kichui Najan Sakala Jagat Bada Mahatamoguna. By the influence of Vishnu's Maya potency, people did not know who was a Vaishnava. They did not know what was Sankirtan, and they did not know what it meant to dance and cry for Krishna. The entire world was entangled in the mode of ignorance. Sakala Jagat Bhara Mahatamaguna. Sub, Sakala means sub. Sakala, sub Jagat. Bandh Mahatamagun. The whole world, the whole universe, the whole world, the whole universe is bound in the greatest, topmost Mahatamagun. Not just Tamagun, but Maha. Big time ignorance. That was 600 years ago. Now it's better? Now it's Satyuga? It's the age of Satyuga now. Satyavacham, Dharma everywhere, Sanatana Dharma, Puja, Pat, Archan, right, so everywhere is Satyuga. Everyone, sublok bhaktahe, sublok Vaishnava, sublok durjana, badmash, dushtajana, sublok gunda, dacoit, kapat, durt, lampat, kapat, durt. This is the samachar for the present day. Everyone's a cheater, liar, a thief, womanizer, drunk. This is really, now it's maha, 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 ati, ati, maha, tamagun, jagat bada. Really heavy, heavily bound. Anyone want to argue the point? Loka deki dukkha bhave shi madhavapuri hena nahi tilarda sambhasha jare kari. Loka deki dukkha bhave shi madhavapuri hena nahi tilarda sambhasha jare kare. Sri Madhavendra Puri became distressed on seeing the condition of the people. He did not find anyone fit to converse with. Well, that's pretty common. Sambhasha jare kari. He couldn't find anyone to talk to because everyone wanted to talk about cricket and sports and their family and their husbands and their wives and their little chilies, their children. Childies. They wanted to talk about that, and fashion and beauty creams and shampoos and the latest glass bangles that popped out of Rajasthan in the marketplace. So he didn't find anyone to talk to. He was a lonely person. That's devotee. Devotee's lonely. There's no one to talk to except another devotee. Or talk to Krishna, talk to the guru, talk to the super soul. Speak out your mind, brother man. Speak out your mind, brother man. Sanyasira saneva karina sambhashana seya apanari matra bali narayan. When he tried to speak with a sannyasi, the sannyasi that he would try to talk with would say, Aham Narayan, Aham Narayan, Namo Narayan, I am Narayan, Namo Narayan. He duke sannyasi sange na kahina kata, hinastan nahi Krishna bhakti shuni jata. Because of this unhappy situation, he would not speak with sannyasis. Sannyasi sangha nahi. He could not find any place where Krishna bhakti was discussed. Hinastan nahi Krishna bhakti shuni jata. Sounds like right now. Do they discuss Krishna bhakti in the high school, in the mall, in the shopping center, in the Rotary Club? In the living rooms of your relatives? Do they discuss? No, it's all nonsense, garbage, gramya katha. A waste of time. Croaking of the frogs. The world has become massively overpopulated by frogs. Human frogs. Everywhere human frogs. Croaking about family, friends, fashion. Family, friends, fashion, food, and the latest fads. The five F's. Gyani, yogi, tapasvi, sannyasi, kyati, jar. Karamuke, nahi, dasya, mahima, prachar. Even the great yogis, gyanis, and ascetics, and vairagis, sannyasis, even they never spoke about Krishna katha, Krishna mahima, Ram mahima. Everyone was intoxicated with different degrees of material contamination, material life. Jata adhyapak sabha tarka se vakane tara sabha krishnara vigraha nahi man. All the teachers of Sanskrit and philosophy, they simply taught tarka, dry argument. They did not accept that Krishna has a form. Krishna vigraha nahi man. No one considered, no one thought, no one believed that God has a form. They're all mayavadis, shunyavadis, Buddhists. The best of the Sanskrit teachers were the crest jewels among dry speculators. Through their arguments, they tried to establish that Krishna bhakti was useless. Sounds like modern parents. Modern parents try to establish in the minds of their children, what's this bhakti that's useless, irrelevant? What can you get from it? What will it do? Nothing. Will bhakti feed you? Will bhakti give you clothing? This is useless. This is beggar's philosophy. This is loafers philosophy. You should get out there and work. Slave. Manu seva, madhava seva. Serve mankind. That is serving God. What is this bogus Hare Krishna chanting? Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, sakyam, dasyam, sakyam, atman. This is hogwash. Work, work, work. Earn a living. Make money, man. This is life. This is the service of God. Become a gada. Become a donkey. Carry a heavy load on your back. Carry your computer on your back. Jump on your motorcycle and run like a hornet. Run like a wild fly to work. Down the freeways, wild fly buzzing down the freeway on your Yamaha. It's like a bunch of flies running down the freeway. There they go. 9 to 5. Goranga. Baja Goranga. Kaha Goranga. Loha Goranga Namare. Dekite Shunite Duki. Sri Madhavpuri. Mane Mane Chinte Wane. Vasagya Kari. When Madhavendra Puri saw all of these things and heard all of these things, he was very dukkhi, unhappy. He thought, let me go live in the forest. Chinte van vas giyakari. So he came to the forest of Vrindavan. And he lived on the banks of Govinda Kund. He did his nirjan bhajan. Nibrita nikunj. Nibritini kunja govardhan me govinda kun pasmehe. And then chobis ganta nam smaran dhyanam lila pravesh and avachitya, what is that, that bhritya do, where you just depend on whatever comes, avachitya bhriti or something, ajagar bhriti, which is a vow of, like a python, whatever comes my way, I'll take. He didn't do madhukari, he didn't beg any food, he didn't ask anyone. He simply, his eyes were closed, he was meditating on Krishna and Radha, crying out for the mercy of the Lord, remembering Radharani's bhav and separation. Ai dina diarda natahe, maturanath kadavalokyase. And Gopal heard his crying, and Gopal's mother heard his crying. He said, oh, Gopal, there's one yati, there's one sannyasi, he's not going anywhere, he's not doing madhukari. He has taken shelter of your brajadam. He's chanting, doing nam bhajan and lila smaran on the banks of your kund, Govinda kund. And we must maintain him. Yoga kshemam bahamyaham. Please, you every day, Gopal. Oh, Lala, please, Lala, you take this milk every day, 1 liter of milk, and you give to that Madhavendra Puri. Ai Janani, Mataji, ah Mata, yes, yeah, you know, yes, Mataji, I'll go. So every day he would come. So he took shelter of Vrindavan. Dloka madhe brahmikene Vaishnava dekite, Katao Vaishnava nam na shuni jagate. Madhavendra Puri, in his exasperation, he said, why am I looking for a Vaishnav among these ordinary people? Loka madhye brahmike. And in this world, I have not even heard the word Vaishnava. Even the word Vaishnava, I haven't heard anyone even say it. But to speak of see one reminds me of the inquiry of Bhaktisiddhanta. Once they asked him, they said, you have met many people from the West. You preach to Professor Southers. Professor Southers from Ohio State University came to Calcutta, and you met him in 1934. Had some discussions on Gaudiya Vedanta. And you met many priests and religious people, many Christians, and everyone you met was a Christian. They were British royalty, Lord Zetland. So, Swamiji, Bhaktisiddhanta, what do you think of Christianity? He said, well, I never met one. I never actually met one, so I can't really say. I met so many quote-unquote so-called Christians, they never actually met a true Christian. In a similar way, Madhavendra Puri, He couldn't find any Vaishnavas to meet, and didn't even hear anyone even mention the word Vaishnava. Ateve sakalokamadehaite. Vanjai jataloka napai. He said, I should leave all these people and go to the forest so I don't have to see their faces. It's inauspicious to see all these faces of non-devotees and sense enjoyers and bogies. It's very inauspicious and very contaminating. So that's what he's saying. Say, no one's speaking, no one's even using the word Vaishnava. I'm not meeting any Vaishnavas. I'm surrounded by bogies and demigod worshippers and womenizers and menizers. Womenizers and menizers. Women chasing men, men chasing women. They're all bogies and rogies. And so I don't want to even see them. It's better I live in the forest. Eteke se van pala esa vahaite van. It's better for me to live in the forest because I don't have to speak with those non-devotees there. Glories of Madhavendra Puri, some of his exasperation with the people around him. He couldn't tolerate the Sangha. He couldn't tolerate the Sangha of his own kind. He was a yati, but he said, Sannyasi Sangha na, I don't want to associate with my own kind. So we may be Sindhis or Punjabis or married people, Delhiites, Bombayites, but we may be, when we become a true devotee, then we don't want to associate with our own kind. He's a sannyasi, so naturally sannyasis associate with sannyasis. Grihasthas associate with grihasthas. Brahmacharis associate with brahmacharis. So one becomes a devotee and turns his heart and mind towards Krishna bhakti, then this grihasthas that are materialists and non-devotional and against bhakti become unfavorable, incompatible association. Someone wants to leave them and not even see them, what to speak of, talk to them. So he couldn't find any of his own kind to be with. He said, I can't find any of my own kind, so let me take shelter of the forest. God is in the forest. They say if you want to realize God, go to the forest. Dhruva Maharaj was in a dilemma, because he was insulted by his father, or rather his stepmother, Suniti. Suruchi. His mother's name was Suniti. Suruchi, she had good taste for her husband, but no taste for her son-in-law. Son-in-law? So she told him to get lost, and chucked him off the lap of the husband. So he asked his mother, Suniti, he said, listen, where can I find God? And she said, go to the forest. He said, where's a good forest to find him? She said, Madhavan. So I came to Madhavan in Mathura, near Mathura. And he did his tapasya there. And then in Kartik month, Radharani was merciful to him. In the month of Kartik, he had darshan of Lord Narayan. Kartik is a very special month. It's Radharani's month, so the compassion really flows in Kartik. The great demigods, Manigriva and Nalukavera, were freed in Kartik. Well, they were standing as trees for so many months, so many years. But in Kartik, the compassion of Radharani is showered on them because the Shakti controls the Shaktiman. So by his mantra on the Namo Bhagavate and by the blessings of his guru in Kartik, Radharani blessed Dhruva Maharaj with darshan of Narayan, perfection of his tapasya. So this is why Kartik is called Urja Vrata, and Radharani is called Urjeshwari. Urjeshwari Radha Ki Jai. She is the queen or controller of all the urja, all the powers. Urja, or the powers and strengths, are controlled by Radharani. So tapasya that Dhruva did was inconceivable and inimitable. No one can imitate it. But somehow when Radharani showered her grace on him, then he was blessed in her very month. It is her month, Urjeshwari. There's so much power and blessings in her month. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki. So I'd like to offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas listening on internet and thank them for their kind attention. Thank them for their kind attention and beg for their mercy upon this useless person. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.